Hi, Dan Sheridan here with Successful Savior Ministries. This is Lesson 7 in our series, The Plain Guide to Universalism. And this is part 2 of the series in which we ask the question, what do Universalists believe? Now, I've had people, once they find out I'm a biblical Universalist, run to the internet, type the word Universalist in the search box, and then look at the first few pages that come up and base their understanding of what I am from that research. Now, the conclusions they reach are so far off the wall that it becomes hard to convince them of the truth of the matter. They have been prejudiced by faulty research. Now, as for this term Universalist or Universalism, I actually don't prefer it. I prefer just being called a Bible-believing Christian. I believe God, the Bible, and I love Christ, and I love people. I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I'm just a simple Christian. But since Universalism or Universalist has been applied to the teaching that Jesus Christ is the Savior of all mankind, and those who believe that are Universalist, I embrace it. I'm fine with that because I do believe that. A Universalist is a term applied to one who believes that the work of Christ was so successful, so complete, that it embraces the entire human race. And this, I believe, I'm convicted of it. Biblical Universalists, like all Christians, have various views regarding many points of doctrine. But they are in complete harmony in this conclusion, that every individual of the human race shall become holy and happy. Death will be abolished, and God will become everything to everyone. This is what we all agree on. Now, this doesn't comprise the whole of our faith, but merely the one feature of it, which is peculiar to us and by which we are distinguished from the rest of Christendom. We agree in the great doctrine of the final holiness and happiness of all mankind. But since we're not threatened by disagreements, we leave every man to form his own opinion in regard to the times and seasons when this great event shall transpire. Hey, just like in Christendom, there are those who are postmillennialists, amillennialists, premillennialists. Christians have various views regarding eschatology, the nature of Christ, and so forth, and different interpretations regarding various things found in the Word of God, but they're all characterized as Christians because they believe in God the Father and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So that doesn't bother us. The one thing that we are in complete agreement on is the eventual holiness and happiness of the entire human race. Now, having said that, there are many, I know that from my own personal experience, who claim that Universalists are unbelievers. They say that we're not Christians, but dangerous people who lead others astray. Well, I want to settle this once and for all. Let's ask a few questions. First of all, is a belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, a fundamental of the Christian faith? Well, of course it is. Universalists believe this wholeheartedly. We believe that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. We believe the Father's testimony concerning His Son. How about this one? Is the doctrine of the resurrection of Christ foundational to Christianity? Well, the doctrine of Universalism is based on Christ's resurrection. 1 Corinthians 15 is the foundation of everything. We believe that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. How about the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead? Is that fundamental to Christianity? Well, Universalism is based on the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So why then should we be called unbelievers? Isn't it weird that those who believe these things are called unbelievers? Think about that for a moment. Just because we believe that the work of Jesus Christ reaches a far greater amount of people than you believe, you label us as unbelievers. Now, why would you possibly do that? Well, I know many from personal experience, they get angry because of self-righteousness. Their reasoning is this: I put my faith in Jesus Christ and they didn't. They deserve hell, but I deserve heaven for what I believe. And yet they talk about grace and salvation, not of works, but when it really comes down to it, they believe that they're saved because they did something somebody else didn't do. Is faith important? Of course it is. The Bible says that God is the Savior of all mankind, especially those that believe, not exclusively. Faith has great reward. But what the Orthodox do, who believe in hell, is they turn faith into some kind of personal merit, and that's why Universalism makes them so angry. And it really is a sad thing to see. Now, I want you to consider this, too. Everything we Universalists believe is found in the pages of Scripture. Universalists are diehard Bible-believing Christians. We read the Bible, believe it, and share it with others. Genesis to Revelation is the joy and rejoicing of our hearts. We make it a practice to believe what we read. And remember, practice makes perfect. We also seek to put into practice Christian virtues, which we're exhorted to practice in the pages of Holy Scripture, to love God and to love people. We believe what Jesus taught when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." What Paul said when he claimed that God will have all men to be saved, and that the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed, and that God shall be all in all. Like I said, we make it a habit to believe what God says. Again, why would anyone call us unbelievers? Unbelievers don't agree with the angels' proclamation when they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Nor do they believe that promise that God gave to Abraham when he said that all the nations of the earth should be blessed in his seed, which is Christ. We can go on and on, from scripture to scripture, because we love scripture. Where we differ from the Orthodox is that we don't read into judgment passages eternal torment, and we don't read eternity into passages that talk about the ages or the eons. And we'll get into those details in due time. Universalists are fully convinced that God is just and God is love. Now, I want to close with this. Nobody in the Bible ever gave a hellfire message to any unbeliever. Not once. The Apostle Paul, the Apostle of the Gentiles, of the nations, never once spoke about hell, and yet he declared that he had proclaimed the whole counsel of God. If Orthodox hell is important, or if it's even real, which I contend it's not, how come Paul never spoke about it, and yet he declared the whole counsel of God? Was it an amazing oversight of Paul, or is our Orthodox teaching on that subject, hell, wrong? I'll let you think about that. But again, let me just say, we believe Paul, we believe our Lord Jesus Christ, and the entire Word of God. All right, that's all I have time for. We'll continue this subject about what do Universalists believe in our next audio. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. Until we talk again, remember this, Jesus Christ is a successful Savior.